It's A Couple Cooks, the podcast with Sonia and Alex Overheiser. We're a couple on a mission to find the tastiest good-for-you eats you can make in your kitchen, because the way we eat can make a meaningful difference.
Join us as we chase after real good food through stories, recipes, and conversations about cooking at home and eating well. Welcome back to the A Couple Cooks podcast. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sonia.
And we're glad you're here.
We started this podcast to inspire you to get into the kitchen, and we hope it's working. So before we start today's episode, we wanted to take a mulligan and go back to a couple previous episodes. First of all, two episodes ago, we visited Trader's Point Creamery here in Indianapolis to talk about organic dairy. We had so much fun. We had this field trip. We went and talked to cows. We ate cheese. It was so much fun. And we gave away some Trader's Point Creamery products to two lucky listeners. And I'm happy to announce that Suzanne and Katie were the winners of that giveaway. Suzanne said that she has really enjoyed the educational side of A Couple Cooks, which is great. But the interplay between the two of us is what keeps her coming back. So that's kind of sweet. Thank you. Wait, do we have interplay?
Barf.
And she also mentioned that we inspired her to explore bread baking. So that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And now Katie said that she listened to our pizza podcast on a recent long run on the Monon Trail here in Indianapolis, and it kept her going. So thank you so much to both of you for listening. We're excited for you to have won our giveaway. And now we also had a giveaway in our last episode. Y'all are lucky listeners here. We gave away a baking kit for healthy Scotcheroos, and we talked about healthy comfort foods. So our winner of that was Fatima. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, but she said she recently switched out mashed potatoes for mashed cauliflower, and wow, so yum. The kids love it too, so that's a bonus. So fantastic. Congratulations to all of you. Now, also, if you remember in our Healthy Comfort Foods episode last time, we did a little live Twitter poll because Alex and I had a disagreement on a certain food, mac and cheese. Alex is adamant that it's a side dish, and I am just as adamant that it's a main dish. So we did a little poll on Instagram after we recorded the episode, and we found that, drumroll, 11 people thought it was a main and 2 thought it was both a side and a main. There were 0 votes for a side dish. I'm sorry, Alex.
Well, that's moderately disappointing.
All right. Well, should we just move on to today's episode so you don't get too depressed?
I think that's a good idea.
What are we talking about today?
I saw this article a few months ago that is titled, Why You Shouldn't Exercise to Lose Weight.
Why You Shouldn't Exercise to Lose Weight.
Yeah, and it sounds like one of those clickbait titles that has no depth to the article, but this is actually a pretty legitimate article.
So tell me about it. Do I really not need to exercise?
The authors looked at 60 plus studies on losing weight. So this is specifically trying to lose weight, people who have to lose a few pounds. And what they found was dramatically exercise doesn't really matter too much. What you eat matters a lot.
Which is very interesting because all my life, I feel like I've been bombarded by messages that I should be exercising as much as possible. And while this might be important, if I am trying to lose weight, it's interesting to know that it's much more about the food than running 200 miles every day.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody says, I want to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to go hit the treadmill for 30 minutes a day. And that should be my major lifestyle change. And that maybe just isn't true. What you eat matters more than anything.
And actually, I've had times where I'm kind of maybe stressed out trying to fit in exercise with everything else. And I say, okay, I'll carve out the time for the exercise. And then I'm so stressed out that I go eat a bunch of cookies. And that's actually backwards. I should be just laying it off on the cookies and maybe skipping the day of exercise, doing it tomorrow so that I'm not pressured to be eating badly.
Yeah, and I don't think we should be beating up the idea of exercise. It's very healthy for overall health. I know there's tons of studies that show on the long-term a healthy lifestyle, including exercise. Regular exercise is good for you, but when it comes to losing weight, it's not the most important. But I think we should talk to a doctor because we just are some regular folks who read this article online.
We are. We're not experts. We don't have any degrees in health, but we're just very interested about the subject. So we love to talk to experts when we have a question. I agree. Do you know any doctors that we could call?
If only we had one at hand.
Wait a minute. I think I know one. Your brother.
Hey, good idea. All right, let's call him up.
Let's go for it. Phone a friend.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for agreeing to talk to us here.
Hey, no problem. I guess I can't refuse the answer when it's my brother.
That's right. So we are talking this podcast about exercise and losing weight and eating well. And we thought we maybe should have an expert on the show who knows a thing or two about our bodies and not just base our knowledge on the internet.
Yeah. Google is a powerful and confusing tool.
So you are a doctor of gastroenterology, which that basically means you cover our plumbing from the head to the toe.
Yeah. So I'm a gastroenterologist and from end to end with some gaps in between with the liver and the pancreas, which actually aren't part of the plumbing, but still part of what I do.
All right. So our main idea for today is that for somebody who's trying to lose weight, maybe exercise isn't really the only way to do that. It's kind of common knowledge expertise that if you're trying to lose weight, the first thing to do is strap on your running shoes and go for a run. But this article has got us thinking that maybe food is more important than exercise when it comes to obesity.
Right. So, even in my training, which now goes back 15 or more years, it was always 50-50. If you want to lose weight, you need to look at your diet, you need to exercise in pretty equal proportions. But one thing that we've seen over the years, and one thing I like to tell my patients is basically every week there's going to be a new study that comes out and things are going to completely change. But what we're seeing more and more consistently, it's really about what you eat more than what you burn. So exercise is really important when it comes to fitness. And there are definitely people who are a little overweight who have better health than there are people who are normal weight and may not be as healthy. But when it comes to weight loss specifically, what I tell my patients, based on a couple of studies, it's about 80% what we eat or 90% what we eat specifically for women. And it's maybe 70 to 60% for men, what we eat versus what we burn.
Wow, that's crazy. I think for me, I have a kind of black and white mindset. So when I first learned this, I thought, okay, well, maybe I just don't even need to exercise at all I'm wanting to be healthy. But that's good to hear that it's not just about what you eat, but it's also important to exercise for your physical fitness.
Yeah. So what I tell my patients is their goal, whether it's weight loss or fitness, really needs to still be put together. So if I have someone who has a liver disease and they need to lose weight, the importance of losing weight is paramount, but at the same time, I still want them to be healthy. I don't want them going on a crash diet and losing 25 pounds in the next month because that's not, one, it's not a healthy way to lose weight and it doesn't give you a sustained weight loss. We all know people that go on a diet, they lose a bunch of weight, they go off the diet, they gain the weight back. Really what's important, and I still think it's really important to have the message, is weight loss and fitness go hand in hand, and being healthy is more than just losing weight, and losing weight is more than just exercise. And so it's knowing there's a combination, but when it comes to weight loss specifically, you do have to favor more what we eat. And kind of dovetailing in with your guys' blog and your podcast, what we eat is so critically important and so much of the cause of most of our health ails.
And are we talking about the type of food we eat as well as the quantity? Like at some point, just the number of calories matters, right?
Yeah. I mean, you could eat avocados and carrots and still eat too much. So the quantity matters, but I think the quality is really important too. I am a believer in telling my patients to use Michael Pollan's adage of eat real food and not too much. When I'm really working with somebody about weight loss, what I talk to them about is knowing what they're putting in their body and knowing what they're eating. And the people who are successful are the ones who cook for themselves and they make their own foods and they really focus on the foods that they're putting in their bodies. They're not going for the quick, easy freezer meals and they're not going for weight loss strategies, which studies show if you really stick to that can help you lose weight. But the people who I find that are successful over the long term are the ones who are really becoming in tune with what they're eating.
So if I'm just the average guy who wants to eat better, maybe lose a few pounds, do I go talk to my family doctor? Do I try to find a nutritionist? What's the best plan for you from a doctor's perspective?
So that's a loaded question. So you know, the hard thing about trying to eat healthy is healthy means a lot of things to a lot of different people. There are as many diets and books and thoughts on everything from carbohydrates to proteins to fats, and that pendulum swings back and forth with time. So I think it's important to actually get a little bit of different samples of something that works not just to be healthy, but in your lifestyle. When I talk to patients, I do usually send them to a dietitian or nutritionist that focuses more on like life coaching, because again, it's not just I'm going to go on this crash diet for 30 days and feel amazing and lose all the weight. It's you have to have a lifestyle change. And so I think people who focus on a lifestyle change are more successful than people who just say, I'm going to go to my doctor or I'm going to go to a nutritionist. They're going to tell me to either eat less fat or eat less carbs. Because right now the paradigm is very much that. I think that people who are really, they need to focus on weight loss. It helps to have somebody who can be there and support you and give you hints and kind of be there to help you when you misstep, because everybody who's tried to lose weight knows that it's not an easy road at all. And so I think it is important, whether it's your family physician, but most family doctors don't have the time in their schedules because of the way modern medicine is to sit there and have a 20-minute conversation with you about weight loss. I think it makes sense to find either a lifestyle coach or a nutritionist who has that time to really dedicate to be your support system.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And all of our lifestyles are really different. We might be generally healthy, but have a dependency on Coke that is holding us back because of the sugar, and it doesn't really matter what else you're doing. And it takes something who can really see what your lifestyle is like and help you find a healthier approach that isn't necessarily negative. Do this, don't do that.
You got it. And like anything else, there are a lot of different personalities, not only from the patient side, but from the educator or the nutritionist or the medical side. And you have to find the match and the fit that works for you.
And it's always great to have a buddy kind of there along with you. I think that's what's made Alex and I successful in our journey of learning how to cook for ourselves, is just having that other person there to help you along.
Yeah. And it's one thing I stress to the people I see, the patients I see, is whether it's quitting smoking or adopting a healthy lifestyle and losing weight, is doing it together. If only one person in a household of six people is doing this and the other five are still drinking Coke and eating chips and snacking on cookies, it's really going to be difficult for the person who's trying to change to make that change.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. This has been a pleasure. And well, I mean, Dr. Overheiser. But this has been so great. And we're so glad that you've been our expert today. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good. Anytime.
All right, so you heard it there from a doctor, and I swear he does have a degree in medicine. He has 47 years of school to prove it. But I do want to point out that we are not picking on exercise. From this article, I'm going to just quote this: no matter how working out impacts your waistline, it does your body and your mind good. So working out is important. And random fact about my brother, the doctor, he just did a 17-mile half uphill run over the weekend, and he pointed out to us that in that 17 miles, he burnt off about 4 candy bars. So
oh <my gosh. laughs>
that just is evidence that our bodies aren't made to burn off too many calories or too many junk food, that our bodies are made to exercise. And that's good for our health, good for our mind, good for our spirit, good for sleeping, but not so much good for losing weight. So I think the really interesting tidbit there shared by Dr. Overheiser is that a lifestyle change is probably the most important thing you can do, whether it's finding a buddy or changing maybe just one aspect of your unhealthy eating. It's not so much trying to jump onto the latest fad diet. Fad diets will help you lose a few pounds, but we're talking about a lifestyle change that you can do for the next 20 years, not so much something that will get you to lose 10 pounds.
Right, and I know the reason that we were able to transition our diet to a more natural whole foods diet was just because we had each other. And I can't imagine trying to do that without someone else by my side, helping to inspire me to try new recipes or to just remind me that if I ate a piece of chocolate cake, it's not the end of the world. So we would just challenge you listeners out there, if you can find someone, it doesn't have to be your spouse or significant other. It could be, but it could also just be a friend who is interested in health and wellness. Just decide to go through this journey together and just commit to learning more about the ways that you can make healthy choices with your food.
And I'd even encourage you to maybe write down everything you eat for a week and look at that with somebody else and say, hey, what here do I not even want to eat or is not necessary? Maybe I don't need to go on a whole crazy diet where I change everything and start eating paleo. Maybe I just need to cut out a few things. Or you said something interesting there, which is kind of demonizing that chocolate cake.
Right.
And I think that's a big thing for you. You love that idea of switching out the demonizing to a positive, healthy foods that you want to eat.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when we started eating the way we do now, I started to love foods that I previously didn't. I mean, I opened up my mind to eating, loving sweet potatoes and loving mushrooms and loving quinoa and loving all these things that I previously didn't even know about, and seeing what kind of joy they could bring to me in eating the good foods versus making them out to be these boring, tasteless, yet healthy foods.
And I think we have a few recipes that kind of go right up that line.
We do. So I picked out a few recipes that are very healthy that could help to promote weight loss. And one of them is a superfood salad. So this is one of those nourish type bowls. If you've seen these floating around the internets, we have a big bowl with a bunch of vegetables in it. This one is pretty easy to put together and very customizable. So I think we roasted a sweet potato. There's some, what else is in there, Alex? There's some avocado.
Wild rice.
Wild rice as a nice filling whole grain.
A raw beet. That sounds a little scary.
A raw beet, which actually it's pretty good. It's sliced thinly. Raw beets can be pretty tasty and refreshing. I think there's some cilantro.
Radishes and cucumbers and avocado, everybody's favorite superfood.
Right. And instead of making a dressing, which can sometimes take a little time, it's just drizzled with olive oil and a little bit of lime juice. So a lot of goodness going on in that bowl. And the components are easily made up in advance. So if you want to make them and put them in the fridge and eat off it all week, that's a perfect option. Now, another option we wanted to share is Thai baked sweet potatoes. It's kind of a fun filling entree that uses Thai flavors with chickpeas that are put over some baked sweet potatoes. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about this recipe?
Sure. So you just bake up some sweet potatoes and then you top it with chickpeas that are all seasoned with some kind of Asian-y flavors, some soy sauce and ginger and other spices. And then there's this really incredible ginger tahini sauce that goes over the top.
And this recipe actually comes to us courtesy of our friends Dana and John over at the food blog Minimalist Baker. It's from their newish cookbook called Everyday Cooking.
And what I really like about recipes like this, I know that we get a ton of comments on our blog that a woman reader reads the blog and she wants to make this recipe, and then her husband, not to typecast, but that's what we hear all the time, her husband just can't stand to eat a vegetarian meal and just can't wrap his mind around not eating meat with every meal. And what I like about recipes like this Thai baked sweet potato is that kind of adding that ethnic flavor takes you out of your ordinary already, and so then it's not so weird to not add chicken or beef to it. And so, hey, it's Thai food. Maybe I'll try these chickpeas without being weirded out, instead of replacing your chicken with chickpeas, which is a little bit more jarring.
Good point. And I think we could do a whole show about guys eating vegetarian. So maybe we'll do that in the future. All right. So we've got a couple healthier recipes under our belt. Now we do know, as we said before, that exercise is very important for your overall health. What Alex and I like to do actually is instead of joining a gym, we like to exercise at home. So we have some yoga mats, we have a bunch of weights, and we've found some great YouTube exercise videos that we do on a pretty regular basis every week.
And these videos are kind of funny because the fitness instructors almost become like your friend because you're seeing them every couple days or so, and you start to feel like you know them.
That's right. And one specific instructor that we have, we noticed that she said something the other day when we were working out to her video. She said, abs are made in the kitchen. And we thought that was such a great summary of this entire topic on food having such a big influence on your overall body weight. So we thought, hey, why don't we call up this specific instructor? Her name is Rebecca Louise. She has an awesome YouTube channel of videos. And we thought we would talk to her a little bit more about that statement and about why exercising is important. So to phone a friend in this episode, let's give her a call. Hi, Rebecca Louise. It's Sonia and Alex from the A Couple Cooks podcast.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. Just sat next to my favorite friend, Alfie, my pet dog.
Oh, well, we actually do your fitness videos almost every week. So we are well acquainted with Alfie, the dog.
Well, that's fantastic. He's definitely more of a star than I am. That's for sure.
Well, we just had a couple questions for you today. We just got off the phone with a doctor. And we were talking with him about how what you eat is so important to your overall body weight, and that what you eat is even more important when you're trying to lose weight than fitness. So I would think you as a fitness instructor and coach would kind of disagree with that. But Alex and I know from doing your videos that you say abs are made in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely true. And lots of people have it flip-flopped around the other way. They think that, you know, if I keep working out, then I can eat what I want, but it's really not. You know, I always say that 80% is nutrition and 20% is the exercise. So the nutrition and the food that you eat plays a huge part and a huge role into what your body looks like.
Absolutely. So then why should we be working out?
Well, the workout is really, really great for your overall well-being, getting your body moving, getting our joints moving and our muscles. And it's going to also encourage that weight loss as well. Especially if you want to get toned, you want to increase your muscle mass, then lifting weights, doing some strength training is definitely going to help with that. So you need to add in still the exercise as well as the nutrition just to get those overall results.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I read an article about this recently, and my first thought was, okay, I should just cut back on what I'm eating. But then I thought about your ab videos and I thought, okay, but I would have no abs to speak of because they really do work. Working out your muscles really makes a difference.
Yeah, it really does. And you need to get that exercise in every day just to keep your body moving, getting the blood flow to your muscles, and then fueling your body with the right nutrition, you know, before you work out, after you work out, as soon as you wake up in the morning. You know, I know that when I, you know, change up my nutrition plan and I really dial into what I need to do, that's when the changes start to really happen. So you got to combine those two things of the fitness and the nutrition.
So if I am enjoying just working out at home, doing some videos on YouTube, maybe running or doing an exercise bike, how often do you say I should work out every day and how much?
Well, that's a great question. I get that all the time. What is the best exercise to do? Like, how many times should I do it? And it's all about, you know, what results that you personally want and when you want them by. Because if somebody's just like, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds, but, you know, I'm not worried about if it's going to take me, you know, a month or two, you know, a couple of months, then you don't have to be so strict. But if someone's like, you know what, I'm just desperate, I've got a wedding coming up or I've got an event or, you know, something like this, I've got these questions all the time, then we've got to be a little bit stricter. You definitely need to let your body recover. So if you've done legs one day, don't try and go do them the next day. Your body does need about 24 hours to 48 hours to recover so that you can start working out again on that muscle. Otherwise, you can overtrain and you're actually not doing any good. You're just kind of going backwards.
Gotcha. And I noticed we went on vacation a few weeks ago and we kind of let up on our workouts. And I couldn't believe after just a week how much harder it was again to do those ab workouts.
Yeah, if you have a couple of days off, you know, even if you've come off your nutrition plan for a little bit, or maybe you've eaten, gone a little bit wild at the weekend, when you come back in that gym on the Monday morning, oh my goodness, your body is going to tell you if you were well behaved over the weekend, that's for sure.
All right, well, last question. I'm wondering, do you have a go-to weeknight meal that's healthy that you like to eat?
Yeah, for me, I'm not a master chef, and anyone that will tell you that comes around my house and has a look in my fridge, there's nothing much that goes there. So something really simple for me to cook up is, you know, it's the classic kind of chicken and broccoli and some brown rice. But I'm pretty simple. Like when it comes to food, I don't, you know, I like a few elaborate things, but for me, just keeping it basic, that's just always my go-to easy meal. Wake up in the morning, you're going to feel fit, you're going to feel strong, sticking to my nutrition plan. And, you know, you never regret when you've had a workout, and you never regret when you've had a healthy meal. So I try to kind of stick on that plan.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today. It's been a pleasure, and it's so fun to hear your voice in real life and not just on YouTube.
Thank you so much. It was absolutely a pleasure being on your show, and best of luck to you guys. And thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I think that just goes to prove that people with small dogs are good people.
I agree. For those of you who don't know, we have a small dog. She actually sleeps right next to us while we're recording. And her name is Luna.
She knows now that if you get out the microphone, she just goes into her little kennel and waits for the podcast to be over.
So she loves to see other small dogs on our YouTube workout videos when we do them. So I'm really glad. We'll have to tell Luna after the show about Rebecca Louise and Alfie. All right. Well, that's all we have for today. We would love to hear from you about this topic of losing weight. Are you interested in losing weight? Have you found a buddy? Do you have trouble eating healthy foods? Do you have healthy foods you love? Do you have YouTube videos that you love to do or other exercise tips?
Is there a lifestyle change that you could make, that something simple that could really change your overall health outcome?
And I know when we started out trying to eat healthier, we decided to stop drinking soda, which was a great way to transition our taste buds and to also avoid some of those empty calories. So we now drink a lot of water and a lot of sparkling water, and it is just as satisfying.
And I know that there's a lot of studies that even show that diet soda doesn't help you lose weight, which seems odd since it has no calories, but there's something about the artificial sweetener that's preventing us from maybe just enjoying whole foods because we're still getting that sweet tooth on us.
Interesting. So we would love to hear if you have other goals for healthy lifestyle habits. Let us know at acouplecookspodcast.com. Click on the title of this episode and leave us a comment. You can also comment on Instagram. We are at A Couple Cooks, or Facebook and Twitter. We are A Couple Cooks.
And as always, you can find the links for all the recipes and our guest in our show notes.
Talk to you next time.